Let's discuss the issue of tefillin on Chol HaMoed. To wear tefillin or not to wear tefillin. So to understand tefillin on Chol HaMoed, we need a little primer, as usual, some background information in terms of Shabbos, Yontif, nighttime. So it goes back to a Gemara Menachos on the Pasuk, Ushamarta mesachuka azos miyamim yamima. There's a machokes Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yossi Haglili on what does it mean, nesachuka. So Rabbi Yossi Haglili makes things easy. He says, the Shamarta sachuka azos is referring to the mitzvah of tefillin. Miyamim, we learn out yom velo laila, day and not night. And miyamim yamima, the certain days that even during the day you don't wear, and that is Shabbos and Yontif. So it's not good for a shiur, but it's good to make it simple. Rav Yossi Haglili covers all our bases. Based on the pasuk, there's a mitzvah deraisa of tefillin, we know, and it only applies during the day. There's no mitzvah at night, and there's no mitzvah on Shabbos and Yontif, as we'll see. So, according to Rabbi Akiva, he says the pasuk is talking about Karban Pesach. So, how do we know anything about tefillin then? So, how do we know a tefillin you can't wear at night? So, according to Rabbi Akiva, it's only Midrabanan. What's the Midrabanan? You're afraid they may be, as Rabbi Peretz points out, that you're afraid you might fall asleep with them on. So, it's just a Gzeira Drabanan. But all agree, Lamaisa, we can't wear a tefillin at night. So my nafkamina, if it's a din d'oraisa, there's no mitzvah at night, or there's a mitzvah in our Torah, except we tell you not to do. So based on Rabbeinu Peretz and others, let's say that they talk about cases where, let's say, I think it was the oil embargo in the 70s, or at different times where you have to wake up early. Is there any hetter to put on tefillin before Alos HaShachar? To put on tefillin and perhaps even to make a bracha. So if you assume in our Torah there's no mitzvah, so there's nothing to talk about. But if you assume in our Torah there's a mitzvah, it's only midrabanan, you might fall asleep. So Rabbeinu Peretz raises the question, what happens if I went to sleep, but I wake up? I don't mean waking up and going back to sleep. Waking up and staying up. So perhaps maybe the gzeira drabanan doesn't apply. So even though we generally don't follow Rabbeinu Peretz, but b'shas hachak, the Ramosha perhaps even suggests, perhaps even with the bracha, the shaila comes up, unfortunately came up in the Holocaust when they had no option. And in fact, the shaila probably comes up in Israel. It comes up by choice, because a lot of times I fly out of Israel at night, and then the Chabad has the tefillin. So I didn't ask them. But I think they offer tefillin to people at night. How could they offer the tefillin at night? So perhaps based on this, if you're home, Minat Torah, there's a mitzvah, and it's only your concern, even that people aren't going to go to sleep, so they're up, so therefore, even though they'll sleep on the plane, so maybe that's it. But either way, that would be the nafkamina, perhaps even the Shas HaDchak, could you put on your tefillin earlier, in a case where you're going to stay up? And then the Shaila is, according to Rabbi Akiva, how do I know Shabbos and Yontif? I don't wear tefillin. Based on Os. I think it's a Trumas Hadesh, and someone discusses the issue of, we know Bris is an Os. So we have two Oses on Shabbos, so we don't need. We have Shabbos as an Os, Mila is an Os, so we don't need the tefillin. You only need two Oses. However, so what happens? Someone's a hemophiliac, they can't have a bris. So there is a sheet that says that they should wear tefillin on Shabbos. We don't paskin that way. We assume no. And in fact, it's a famous story. A famous story with the Suvak Arav of David Lipschitz. Someone showed up in shul in YU with tefillin on. Well, they came in, and Rav David went to him and said, it's Shabbos. We don't wear tefillin. Oh, yeah, I know that, but I got a dream last night. A Malach came down to me and told me I should wear tefillin. So Rav David, obviously, besides the halacha, the psychology, he says, what language did the Malach speak to? He said, Yiddish, of course. He said, no, Malachim only speak Hebrew. Was it a Malach? Oh, okay, so he took the tefillin off. But, so we don't wear tefillin on Shabbos and Yontif because of an oath. The question is, what is the oath? is the oath that the mitzvah is aseh. Let's say matzah, sukkah, or is it the lav? The Tosas seems to say it's the Yisr Malach. In fact, that's why some, Tosas only half says it. That's why there was a custom. People say, well, go to work, they put on tefillin. If you don't go to work, you don't put on tefillin. It's not exactly true. It's if there's an Yisr Malacha, then you don't put on tefillin. If the Yisr Malacha is an oath, like Tosas says, so then you don't put on tefillin. So the question is, on Shabbos and Yom Tov, is an Yisr Malacha D'oraisa. So we all know, therefore no tefillin. The Shalom about what about Chol HaMoed? That's all Machlokes in the Rishonim, because since there are many, it's a different definition. Like we, different definition we have by Moed, like you have by exceptions by Yom Kippur. The Kala, so therefore that's all Machlokes there also. But the issue is the Yisr Malacha and Chol HaMoed D'oraisa or D'rabbanan? In other words, some say it's the derais, others say it's the rabbanan, it's this mustru. Others who say it's the derais, say the chachamim, the Torah is left to the chachamim to define it. That's the machlokes rishonim. The Rashba seems to say it's the derais, the Rosh Hashanah is the rabbanan. So that seems to be the machlokes machabe ramah. The machabe writes, one does not put on tefillin on Chol HaMoed, because presumably he holds like the Rashba, there's an issa derais, so it's an oath, so you don't have to put on. And the Rosh says, no, it's an Issa Drabbanan, so there is no oath, and therefore one is Mechayiv. So the straight stock of the Ashkenaz is you put on tefillin, in fact, even with the bracha. Some even, if you're a hardcore Ashkenazi, you even make a bracha on the tefillin. The Rama writes, maybe you should do it in silence, quietly. We didn't even do it in quiet. We always make it quietly. But apparently the Minhag Olam was back then. The Chazan made all the Birkas HaShachar out loud, so he made it for everyone. So I guess not to get the Hasidim upset, so the Rama writes that to do it quietly. So, and that's it, and some just put on tefillin without a bracha. Some have the Mishnah Brewers tonight that if the halacha is like the Rosh, I'm putting them on. If the halacha is like the Rashba, then I'm not putting them on with Shem Mitzvah. I'm trying them on for size. So, it seems to be a straight machokas machab Rama. Yet, there are many Ashkenazim who don't put on tefillin on Chol HaMoed. It seems to be poches v'holach every year. So the question is, why not? Why don't they? So that's because, number one, to Svardim don't. The Grashita is that you don't wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed. And the Briskers don't wear tefillin. So it's kind of like, it's a totally different issue, but it's the same issue, Hallel Leil Pesach. The Machaber says you say Hallel with a bracha in Shul. Rama says you don't. That's why it was a big Shiloh. If you're not davening in Shul, if you're davening at home, you just say it. But either way, so even though it seems to be Ashkenaz saying no, but the Briskers say, the Grunniks say it, so therefore it seemed to take over. So similarly here, many Ashkenazim don't pronounce, even the Brisker Rav, apparently he didn't. He had an interesting sheet. He used to wear his tefillin longer after, for a week after Pesach, or even after Sukkot, to make up for all the minutes, all the moments he lost not wearing tefillin. And therefore, that seems to be the debate there. According to the Beis Yosef, had an interesting discussion that originally everyone wore tefillin, but when they found, I think it was the Zohar, that said that you don't wear tefillin, because Chol HaMoed is a tefillin shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He has strong words for those who put on tefillin. It could be Rav Shimon Yochai Lashitason. Then the Avdei Nezer discusses about what can, when you say a guy can, guy is to, has to be Machal Shabbos, so what does it mean? So it's the whole discussion. I think Gemara increases whether it means he could he keep the laws of Chol HaMoed? So what's the definition? So I think the Briskers are machmir. So I say, why isn't a suffik derais or chomer? They say it's no suffik. You don't put on tefillin. So that's a machokas makaber rama, where many don't put on tefillin. And then there's an interesting sheet in Satma where the married people don't put on, but the bacharim do. Why? Because alpi kabbalah you don't put on tefillin, but alpi nigla the pashtus is you do. So therefore, if you're single, you don't learn Kabbalah, you don't follow Kabbalah, so you go with the Nigla. But if you're married, you go with the Kabbalah. In fact, some point out the son, say it's a little different reason, that I think the Divrei Chaim, whoever it was after, like, you know, first day of Pesach, second day, he saw, like, the young kids running around, like, Vel D'Chayas, and he said to them, do you guys have matzah? Apparently, matzah didn't have any impact on you, so he thought matzah didn't have any impact, they should wear tefillin, etc. So either way, there's some minhagim amongst sons and satmar to, for bachurim, for single people to wear the tefillin, but those are the different minhagim. So again, if you're whatever you follow your minhag, so the straight minhag Ashkenaz is to wear. So some, well, less people make a bracha, but you know, with a bracha, without a bracha, and then you have many today, either if you're Sephardi, if you're a Grunik, and that's what they do in Eretz Yisrael, they follow the minhag Agra, or if you go with the Briskers, so that's why many people do not wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed.